Clean air is now a luxury in India. Almost the entire population is being exposed to unhealthy levels of air pollution, according to guidelines set by the World Health Organization. But it's mostly the country's wealthy who can afford air purifiers. Akanksha Singh is an independent journalist. She wrote about what she calls the pay-to-breathe industry for Wired. And she joins us now from Mumbai. Akanksha, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So India has made headlines over the past few years for having terribly high levels of air pollution, sometimes even the worst in the world. But that's usually in the north of the country, in major cities like Delhi and Agra. But this past winter, that poor air quality came to Mumbai along the west coast. Tell us how bad it's been.
That's right. Yeah, I think a lot of Mumbaikers have been used to bragging about how good the air quality is in Bombay compared to the north of India. But from the end of November last year, right up until February this year, the air quality index kind of peaked at 325, which is labeled very poor. And what that kind of looked like was like a curtain of haze and kind of smog. You couldn't really see the skyline when you were driving in from the northern suburbs down to the south, and you could sometimes smell it. It kind of had this kind of chemically smell, and you could taste it as well. It was this weird metallic taste that kind of hit the back of your throat.
I mean, Akanksha, I was born in Mumbai. I've spent so much time there over the years. I'm so enjoying hearing the cacophony in the background. What is contributing to the air pollution?
So I think there's three main things. The first is dust from roads and construction. And so those are the two kind of main sources of dust. And then you have vehicular emissions. And there was a study put out in 2021 from the National Environment Engineering Institute, which kind of said those three things caused 70% of the air pollutants in Mumbai.
You know, the last time I was in Delhi, the pollution was so bad that we all wore N95 face masks, but very few people did. Now that we've had COVID, is wearing masks more common there in Mumbai as a solution to this bad air pollution?
So masks were common, especially during COVID. And then we had a period where I think everyone just assumed COVID was over after the second wave and things had kind of calmed down. To answer your question, not a lot of people wearing masks right now, although we have had a spike in a seasonal flu.
So tell us about the rise of air purifiers as a solution. How common are they in India?
I wouldn't say they're very common. I think they're still something catered to the elite. And I think a lot of the advertising around that kind of points to that because it's all in English and it's advertised by Bollywood celebrities and cricketers. Like it's very common for the rich to kind of get from their air purified flats to their cars to work.
So what are the barriers for more people having air purifiers? Is it the cost?
It is the cost. So I think 10% of the population owns 77% of the wealth. And air purifiers typically start around the 6,000 rupee mark, which is like $70, I want to say.
And you write in your article, it's a country where 60% of the population lives off about $3 a day. So $72 is clearly out of reach. Are there efforts in the industry to make air purifiers more affordable?
Not from what I've seen so far. And just it's mostly aimed at making it more affordable for workspaces and hospitals. But by and large, I think this model is working well for a lot of the companies that are putting out air purifiers. So there's really no need for them to change it because it's working and it's working quite well.
So we know this is not an academic issue, Akanksha, because so many people in India actually die of air pollution. Has the government been responding to this? Do they have any solutions?
So governments have tried different approaches to this, limiting traffic based on the days of the week and putting up smog towers as well as outdoor air purifiers. In Mumbai itself, the civic body has announced that they're going to put up more air purifiers in various parts of the city, and as well as I think they've announced that they're committing to planting more trees, but critics don't think that these measures address the root cause of the pollution.
Akanksha Singh is an independent journalist in Mumbai, India. Akanksha, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.